Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 415 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her football woes. It was not her best weekend as a football fan. And we're also going to just talk about what's been going on in our respective houses over the last few days. We have live shows in Dallas this week. We're so excited. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Get two bonus episodes a month if you are a $5 subscriber, and if you're an $8 subscriber, you get the two bonus episodes plus a live episode, and you get first dibs on live show tickets. And that's the next thing I want to tell you. This Friday, November 8th, our live show tickets go on sale for live shows in San Antonio coming up in February and in Fayetteville, Arkansas coming up in April. You can get those first if you are an $8 Patreon subscriber. Then they go on sale on Saturday for $5 Patreon subscribers. And they go on sale Sunday for our regular podcast subscribers. So be sure to check out our Instagram accounts for updates. I'm BooMama205 and Melanie is Melanie Schenkel. Alrighty, hope y'all enjoy episode 415. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hi, I'm Melanie. This is Big Mama. I'm associated with a team formerly known as the undefeated team in the SEC.
You know, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was not ideal. It was not ideal for you this weekend.
I appreciate you saying it was the best. There was in no way was it the best of times.
I just meant it was the best of times because you had 1 week where y'all were at the top of the SEC.
This is what happens with us. We have 1 week. We have 1 week where it feels like everything is magical and everything is coming together and it's all going to be amazing. And honestly, I mean, here's the thing. I blame myself because you know what I did Saturday morning? I started looking at flights to Atlanta.
I know you did.
And so, I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, there were some problems with our defense, clearly, by evidence of the fact, like, does anybody know how to tackle? Can we please tackle
if somebody? Y'all ran to the left one more time, I was going to have to, I wanted to have a conference. And Alex and Jackson were at the house, and I mean, many times Jackson said, that is not working.
It was not working. So we had that. Listen, that was problematic. And like I saw somebody say on Instagram today, honestly, the hedges around the South Carolina football field played better defense than we did. There were some people. There were some people getting hung up. Listen, and there were some people. I saw one girl, listen, her purse strap. I wanted to say, sister, that purse strap is never going to be the same. She was just yanking it off of a branch.
No, listen, those shrubs, like, I mean, I didn't see them live on Sunday morning, but as my mama would have said, they look like they'd met up with a hurricane.
They've been through it.
Yeah.
No, it was, that game, it was funny because Caroline ended up coming home on Saturday. And so we went to go eat Mexican food. She got home kind of late afternoon and we were like, let's go eat early Mexican food dinner. Perry was hunting and we're like, then we'll watch the game. And like, as soon as the game started, Caroline looked at me and said, I'm just going to go ahead and say, I don't feel good about this game. And I said, I don't either. I was like, I don't either. I don't know why. But I thought, oh, it's our whole Aggie thing. This is what we do. We don't know how to live in a place of optimism and enthusiasm. And then sure enough, when we were immediately down 14-0, I was like, oh, this is why we don't feel good. It just, listen, if I'd heard that rooster crow one more time, I was going to throw something through the television.
David Hudson had some colorful things to say about that rooster crowing. He was he was done by the second quarter with the rooster crowing.
Well, I was going to say in Aggie optimism too. I did see on TexAg, somebody said, but when was the last time that we were good enough that any team stormed the field after beating us?
I totally thought of that because nobody has stormed the field after playing the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
No.
And so I was kind of low key proud of y'all for that. Like,
I mean, it's not how you would have wanted it to go, but if you're just looking to have your glass half full, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, it was, I just think South Carolina is such a difficult place to play, particularly at night. And even, I don't know who it was, but you know, state people can get real negative about really all manner of things. You know, we don't operate from a mentality of abundance, really, I would say, as a general rule. And even though we won our game against UMass, I mean, we'll take it. We'll take it. Mm-hmm. It means we at least have two wins this year as opposed to the one. But there were state people who were like, why can't we're handing out handshakes during timeouts to people who graduated from the Axe School in 1964? Why can't we be doing what South Carolina's doing, which is all their stuff with the lights and the music and the stadium goes dark? And I know Cole has said that they have his favorite entrance in the conference.
Yeah.
But, or he really likes their environment. I do think it's a tough place to go play. So I did feel for y'all from that perspective, you know.
I knew going in, I was like, that stadium at night is going to be a really tough place to play. Then I saw that they had the black uniforms. I'm like, they essentially did what we had done the week before to LSU. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it worked against us. And the bottom line is we flew too close to the sun, you know, we were like Icarus and we flew too close to the sun. And Hamilton. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it is what it is. But what a glorious week that was when it felt like. And now everybody's like, well, and now they've come out. Le'Veon Moss, our star, our best running back. Yes. Now Elko announced today he's out for the season, which I'm just so sad for him because he was having an amazing season.
He really was.
I'm also sad for us because we don't, mm-hmm. I mean, he was a powerhouse and that kind of shut down our offensive options a little bit. And I don't really know, but you know, we've got a bye week to recover and to lick our wounds and to think about what could have been, you know, and it's fine. And listen, we could still win out. We could still end up in Atlanta. You never know, but I'm just saying it was a reminder of, you know, don't ever get too excited because disappointment is coming. Don't ever get too excited. That's disappointment is coming.
Out of way. That's your personal crest. That's mine is easily overwhelmed, quick to give up. Yours is don't get too excited. Disappointment is coming. Also, it is what it is. Is your other personal, your personal crest.
There are some things in life that I think it's okay to go with a wing and a prayer, like a cheap Instagram ad impulse buy or trying a new takeout spot for dinner. But finding the right doctor should not be a total shot in the dark. This is the kind of thing that you want to know that they are good and that they are recommended. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. Don't settle, go for the best and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. They all have verified reviews from actual real patients. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes you can even score same day appointments. Once you find the doc you want, you book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting on hold, listening to terrible music. Go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo.
I saw our friend Catherine, who works for the SEC, yesterday. And we were talking about just all the weekend football things. And she said, well, A&M still controls their own destiny. You know, I mean, you really do. And then I saw something today where somebody had figured out, and this kind of stuff tickles me because I'm like, how does somebody figure this out? But okay, like a scenario where there ends up being an 8-way tie for first in the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that feels a lot like geometry to me. I don't know. but
it could. Well, mm-hmm. and I laughed because SEC Shorts said today the thing that was all like, hey, all you SEC teams, y'all need to get it together because otherwise Indiana is going to be playing for the national championship against Army while we're all sitting at home because all we've done is beat each other and knock each other out of the top, you know, 12 people or whatever. So
I know Army. I mean, they have just really, I mean, maybe not super low key because I feel like people have been paying attention to them, but they're mm-hmm. they've got something going. They have no, something going.
Indiana, SMU. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, yes. I saw something and I got real tickled because somebody said that I guess some Longhorns, they were like, we want Army. And people were like, best we can do is give you fake Army the end of November. And I listen, it made me laugh.
We'll give you Army-esque. It's Army-esque.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you that. That's uh-huh. the best we can do.
Yeah.
So anyway, but listen, the Bulldogs won. So at least one of our teams won this weekend. So we've got that going for us.
Well, I was just happy to see them win. It was homecoming in Starkville. I did not go because I'm in Dallas right now. I knew I was leaving for here on today, on Monday. Mm-hmm. So too much going on. But, you know, the state people, once again, they showed up. And they're just cheering them on, and it's not going to be a banner year, but it's going to be a year. Now, we did yep. have a baseball scrimmage yesterday against Arkansas State, mm-hmm. and I love seeing the tweets from that because
oh yeah,
bats got hot. You know, that's always a good feeling. And mm-hmm. then our basketball starts tonight, and I'm yep, so excited too. About that. Because yeah. both of us should have some pretty decent teams to cheer for.
Yeah, we should. This season. We should.
Mm-hmm. So, and Cam Matthews is my all-time favorite Mississippi State basketball player. And I'm so happy that I get to watch him play for one more year. And so that is what I'm going to do tonight in Dallas. I'm going to put my pajamas on. I saw there was some chicken tortilla soup on the room service menu.
Oh, I bet it's good.
Uh-huh. And so I'm going to get some of that and I'm going to watch mm-hmm. Mississippi State play basketball. I'm so excited.
Listen, that sounds like a stellar Monday night is what I'm yes, telling you.
Indeed it does. Okay, indeed it does. All right. So we have a live show in a couple of days.
Yes, we do. Yeah, I'm headed to Dallas on Wednesday. So I've kind of right now, you should see my dining room table is like a staging area of all the things that I have to remember to pack.
I know. So, I understand. I took my mm-hmm. suitcase off of the guest room bed this morning because David was taking me to the airport and I was like, oh, she's heavy. And I had a separate bag just with shoes, separate check bag just with shoes.
And yeah, well, I respect it.
Well, there was just no other way, right? And so, mm-hmm. and I need options. I can't be so locked in that I can't change my mind. So when David was taking my suitcase outside, I said, you be careful with your back because it's heavy. And so yeah. when he picked it up, he was like, oh my gosh, dad. Anyway, when I took it to the bag check at the airport, 60.5 uh-huh. pounds.
Whoo! Wow. You really did that. Wow.
60.5 pounds. It was a small child, and but they didn't charge me. They did not charge me for it.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. listen, what a time. I can't believe they didn't charge you. That was so nice.
I know. Well, so didn't even bat an eye because I was like, it's really heavy. So yeah. So then when I got it off the carousel here in Dallas, that was a video somebody wish they had made. Because I stumbled a little trying to figure yeah. out the angle to get that thing over. Uh-huh. But yeah. anyway, yep. so I'm all unpacked now and settled in and ready for the live shows, ready for you to get here and for Aretha to get here. And it's going to be fun.
Okay, it's going to be so fun. I'm excited. I can't wait to be in Dallas. I'm excited about the shows. I'm excited about our guest. I think it's going to be a great time. I'm super excited.
I do too.
As I'm headed to my mid-50s, I am always looking for new ways to help support my health. And one of my favorite new things I've found is Lumen. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath, and on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs. It gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workout, sleep, and even stress management. Here's how Lumen works. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing every morning, and you'll know what's going on with your metabolism, whether you're burning mostly fats or carbs. I keep mine on my nightstand, so it's the first thing I do before I get out of bed in the morning. Then Lumen gives me a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on my measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals so you know exactly what is going on with your body in real time, and Lumen gives you tips to help keep you on top of your health game. Your metabolism is your body's engine, and let's face it, as we get older, it takes more to keep that engine going. So it's so helpful to know this is how your body is turning the food you eat into fuel to keep you going, because your metabolism is at the center of everything you're doing. Optimal metabolic health translates to a bunch of benefits, including easier weight management, improved energy levels, better fitness results, better sleep. It can also track your cycle as well as the onset of menopause. It adjusts your recommendations to keep your metabolism healthy through hormonal shifts so you can keep up your energy and stave off cravings. So if you want to take the next step in improving your health, go to lumen.me/bigboo to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/bigboo for 15% off your purchase. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode of the Big Boo Cast.
So we had a weekend where it was very football centric because we watched football all day on Saturday. But I kind of feel like I kicked off my weekend on Thursday. I met my friend Matthew for breakfast. I posted about this on Instagram, but Matthew and I have been meeting over the course of the last few months to have productive, disciplined, loving conversation about just things we see a little differently. It's been so good. And I've loved it so much. And I told him, I can't remember what we were texting about Saturday morning, but I've noticed that sometimes he likes my text, like thumbs up. And sometimes I'll get a heart, like, you know, like, oh yeah. Like, you know, you feel the difference. And I said, yeah. I feel like there's a big difference maybe between what gets a thumbs up. Like, I feel like a thumbs up is okay. The equivalent of like, okay. And then I feel like a heart is like, yes, I hear you. I agree. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Anyway, he said, I'll give it to you. He said, it's a little passive aggressive on my part. He said, I'll try to work on that. Today, I texted him several times and I always got hearts. I felt good about that heading into tomorrow.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah,
we like the hearts as opposed to the thumbs up. But
there's a thumbs up is like a K to me. It's a little passive aggressive.
It's passive aggressive. You know what
I mean? It feels a little passive aggressive. And I know that that's probably my own baggage. It's just the way I perceive it.
I share it. It's obligatory. Mm-hmm. It's an obligatory acknowledgement. The heart is, for whatever reason, it feels much more compassionate and understanding than the thumbs up does.
Yes. Like, so, I love you. I see you. I acknowledge what you're saying.
That's it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, but when Matthew and I went to breakfast Thursday, because I said this on Instagram, like, we've known for a long time that there's certain things we don't agree on, but it has been the biggest gift to me to get to talk through that stuff with him. And I have cried every time that we've left, because I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful because we want to love one another. Like, we've got to love one another. Anyway, so that was the sweetest thing on Thursday. And then on Saturday, Alex and Jackson came over to wash clothes, which I think I've told you that, like, that's become David's favorite thing. Have I told you this?
No. Okay. But I love this.
It's become his favorite thing because, like, the last 2 years, they had pretty good access to washers and dryers. And so they would just do that on campus. But this year, they say, and they're living in the fraternity house, they say it's much harder to get an empty washing machine. And if you're not down there when your clothes finish washing, people just take them out and just throw them on the floor.
Oh, okay. So, that's nice.
And so, you know, it's just like fewer washing machines for more people, I think, is the deal. So they've been coming by, like, the last 2 weekends for sure, and bringing their clothes. But when I was out of town about a month ago, they came over and they had to go somewhere. So David washed and dried and folded all their clothes and put them back in their bag.
Oh my gosh.
He loves doing it. He's like, there's not a lot I feel like I can do. Like,
yes.
when it comes to, like, you know, how do you make their lives easier in some way? And he's like, there's not a lot I feel like I can do. I can do this. I can wash clothes. I can dry clothes. I can fold their clothes and put them back into their little hampers. And so
that's so sweet.
Listen, he was so excited Saturday. He was like, the boys are coming over. Don't have anything in the washing machine because the boys are coming over. So anyway, so they ended up staying and we got takeout and we watched football and it was so fun. And then Jackson spent the night with us and Alex went back to school.
Oh, that is so funny. Listen.
So Jackson stayed.
That feels right.
And I don't know. It was yeah. really sweet.
That's like that summer that Gully lived in her apartment and I lived at her parents' house. Like, I was like, I'm going to stay at your parents' house. Thanks so much. Yeah.
And I even, like, after dinner, I said, well, Alex, do you want to stay? And he was like, no, I'm going to go back. So Jackson stayed with us. And, you know, he's an A&M fan, and he was so stressed out during that game. So I gave him a bowl of Skittles. And I was like, if you need to stress eat, just have some Skittles. So we had this very long discussion about our favorite, like, fruity candy flavors.
Uh-huh.
And It was interesting to me. Our differences were interesting. This all tied in just to my conversation with Matthew about politics, I felt like. Just how we're all so hardwired to see things differently sometimes. But Jackson and I agreed with Skittles, we think the orange is the best. But but with Nerds, he really liked the Nerds with the shell. He likes the ones that are pink. And I still like orange. Orange is always going to win with me in fruity candy. It's always going to be number one. Lemon's always going to be number two. So
interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to go for more of a sour apple green something.
Okay.
I think it's going to be my first go-to and then followed by whatever the pink berry, raspberry, strawberry, whatever thing is. Now, I will tell you that as Perry and I handed out Halloween candy, I had bought a multi-pack and it had some Skittle gummies in it. Have you had the Skittle gummies?
I have not. I would like to know more.
Well, Perry is the connoisseur. I usually like a sour fruity candy, and these were not sour enough for me. Perry loves like a Mike and Ike, a Juju Fruit, that whole thing. So he was a big fan of the Skittle gummies. And it was funny because we opened up a pack. I was like, oh, these are, and I took a bite and I was like, these aren't sour enough for me. And then he's like, these are delicious. He was like, quit handing these out to the children.
That's right. They go in his stash. That's right.
So at that point, we only had about 3 bags of them left, but they were delicious.
Well, then we got in a whole thing where we were like, okay, try 2 orange with a yellow and a green and see what you think about that combo.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try an orange, you know, like we were trying different combinations. But I do like strawberry. That's just not a flavor you're going to get in a Skittle. But if it's a sour candy, I for sure want a strawberry option. That's probably like my all-time favorite. So
yeah.
Except I really like an orange Sour Patch Kid, and they're not enough of them in a regular package.
No, I like a blue Sour Patch Kid. Okay. It's like, how do you I feel love about a blue Sour ones? Patch Kid. I love the red ones. Those are going to be, the red and the blue are going to be kind of my go-tos on that.
Orange and yellow for me. Orange and yellow.
Okay. Okay. Isn't that, and see, and you know, Perry leaves the yellow and green of any kind of candy he eats. He does not eat the yellow or green. Like if it looks like we're celebrating like a Baylor Bear victory when he's done with the candy dish because he just leaves the yellow and green. That's what he does.
Okay. See, we've got to find a way forward despite, you know, these places where we don't line up. And so anyway, but the Skittles did get Jackson through. I feel like that the A&M game, he was,
I wish I'd have had some Skittles. I don't think there are not enough Skittles nor gummy candies in the world to assuage my pain.
Oh, assuage. Well done. Well done. You know how I feel about a quality action verb. That was well done.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. What I lack in football excitement these days, I make up for in a good vocabulary word. So there's that.
That's fantastic.
As I'm headed to my mid-50s, I am always looking for new ways to help support my health, and one of my favorite new things I've found is Lumen. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath, and on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs. It gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workout, sleep, and even stress management. Here's how Lumen works. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing every morning, and you'll know what's going on with your metabolism, whether you're burning mostly fats or carbs. I keep mine on my nightstand, so It's the first thing I do before I get out of bed in the morning. Then Lumen gives me a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on my measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals so you know exactly what is going on with your body in real time, and Lumen gives you tips to help keep you on top of your health game. Your metabolism is your body's engine, and let's face it, as we get older, it takes more to keep that engine going. So it's so helpful to know this is how your body is turning the food you eat into fuel to keep you going, because your metabolism is at the center of everything you're doing. Optimal metabolic health translates to a bunch of benefits, including easier weight management, improved energy levels, better fitness results, better sleep. It can also track your cycle as well as the onset of menopause. It adjusts your recommendations to keep your metabolism healthy through hormonal shifts so you can keep up your energy and stave off cravings. So if you want to take the next step in improving your health, go to lumen.me/bigboo to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/bigboo for 15% off your purchase. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode of the Big Boo Cast.
Anyway, other than that, the time changed again for no good reason.
Yes.
And
no, so
the
stupid.
Bane of my existence is so stupid. And yeah. I woke up like, and then, you know, I can't, it feels like a math problem, because I woke up and the clock said it was almost 4, but then I was like, wait, am I going back? Am I going forward? I don't know
yes.
what time it is. And, but then I was like, well, this is actually the time, but I don't know where I start. Anyway, I got very confused. So I ended up just getting up. And we went to early church, and I was very, very drowsy in early church. I tried to soldier through. And then yesterday, it was all day packing, folding, yeah. trying to figure out, you know, what I needed
putting,
to bring with
putting
me.
Putting 60 pounds of shoes in a suitcase. You know what I mean? Like, no small task.
The 60-pound bag was not even shoes. That was the separate bag. The 60 pounds
wow.
was just clothes, and, like, my makeup and my toiletries were in the 60-pound
wow.
bag. So,
well, I mean, mm-hmm. listen, this is what we got to do. We are not low-maintenance packers. This
we really
is just
are not.
Who we are.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. It's
and
totally
if I
fine.
Don't bring more options than I think I need, I end up without what I want. If
yes.
that I just said the most obvious sentence of all time, but I think you
no.
know what I mean.
But so. I'm tracking with you. So the Shankle weekend has nothing. Caroline came home on Saturday. That was super fun. And really, we watched Aggie football and rolled around in our misery. And that was the end of our weekend. Also, the time change. I did see a thing that somebody said, if either one of the presidential candidates would just come out today and say, I will do away with the time change, you have my vote. That's who I'm voting for.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
just say, we're done with this.
We're done
this
with
stupid.
It. I will mm-hmm. say this. This is not political in nature. This is just my observation about human nature. I have been mm-hmm. so tickled as I have watched TikTok by the number of people who were suddenly experts in political polling.
Oh,
the number, I had no idea that we were sitting on such a gold mine in this country
uh-uh.
of people who like to analyze data. But there was one thing I saw somewhere where there was a comment and somebody said, I understand what you're saying, but I don't know. I don't like what I see in the tabs. And people were like, what are you even talking about? What does that even mean? So hopefully, you know, listen, either way, this thing goes.
Anyway, I was going to say tomorrow night or election night, there's never a better time to be a whiteboard manufacturer or a marker.
That's right. You got to have a fresh pack.
Uh-huh.
You got to have a fresh pack of markers. You got to be ready to get after it. So.
And they're
going
to be drawing arrows from Pennsylvania to Virginia. Like, that means anything. Like, if this happens and then Ohio and it's a whole. And
I know.
Oh, I'm going to be watching something else. That's what I'm going to be doing.
I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
keep up. And you know how I get when I feel like graphics are too much?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the worst time ever for graphics.
Oh.
Because everybody 100%. Has a new, fresh graphics package, you know? Oh, you can't
yeah.
hear me?
No, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
You.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I thought I went away. Anyway, everybody's got a new, fresh graphics package that's going to spin. You know, something's going to shoot out
mm-hmm.
of it. It's just.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're not doing five favorites this week.
We are
pursuing an alternate path for the next couple of weeks. Because would you like to tell them why, Melanie?
Yes, because we are doing our annual holiday gift guide. Just
yes.
our way of assisting you with maybe some gift buying needs that you might
yes.
have. just a collection of things that we like that we might find useful. And so I think Soph is going to kick us off. We just thought I knew you would have some great, I have two things I'm going to mention, but I knew you would have the best hostess holiday gifts. So if you want to start us with that, that would be fantastic.
Okay. I love a hostess gift, and I'm going to go through a lot of options pretty quickly. All of the gift guide information will live in a Google Doc that is public. So the link will be in the show notes from now until the end of the year. So just know, if you want to find the Google Doc, make sure you're logged into your email account that is associated with Google, and then you should be able to get to it with no trouble. Okay, so hostess gifts. Here's just a few options. I love a themed hostess gift at the holidays. I particularly love something that is a little bit of a keepsake. So Furbish makes really funny pillows, needlepoint pillows, and they have a collection of ornaments this year. So all of these ornaments have funny little phrases on them. Every time I read them, they always remind me of Melanie, because they're very sort of dry and I don't know. They just make me laugh. So all the Furbish ornaments, I think any of those would be a great option. I think the one I'd link to is a Taylor Swift one that says, "I'm the problem, it's me." But there are tons of different. Yeah, isn't that cute? I think it's really cute.
It's really cute.
I love an ornament. I love an ornament. So I think that's a fun hostess gift. The next thing for a hostess gift is from CraftSpring. Last year, I linked to their Moses ornament. I think it was like my favorite little thing last year. They have a dove tree topper that's, I think, beautiful. Mm-hmm. John Darien, who has a Christmas store in New York, has a multicolor palm garland that I left up pretty much through July this year. I'm in my kitchen. And if you're not quite so bold with your colors in your Christmas decorations, our friends at Bloom and Petal have a really good, like, neutral palm garland that's, you know, you can put it in a bathroom, you can put it in your kitchen windows, you can put it on your tree. There's just a lot you can do with little palm garland. And then purely for Mississippi State purposes, somebody actually gave me one of these when I was doing book events, but there is a bulldog Christmas ornament that I'm going to link to just because I think it's adorable. It's a little bully. It's got lights around its neck. It's darling. And then
so cute. Besides
that, I'm just going to say these artists' names, and you know, there are links in the show notes. Our friend Shelby Vafinas always does like a hand-drawn calendar every year. It's such a great gift for girls, or a great hostess gift. Porter Rivers has beautiful ornaments. So does Taylor Saliday and Deborah Hewitt. And Camilla Moss has a nativity print that I love with my whole heart. So that's my quick rundown of hostess gifts, just general lovely things you can take to somebody if you're visiting their home.
Okay. Listen, these are great things. This is a fabulous collection of gifts.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay, I was going to add two things that I don't know that they fit in hostess gifts necessarily, but if you have a party, if you're entertaining, there were two things. Number one, on a whim last week, I ordered Caroline a charcuterie board from this Bordery Boards. It popped up on my Facebook, and then it said that Oprah recommended them. And she said it was delicious. It showed up packed in like ice, which they say that, like, if it sits on a porch for 48 hours, it's still going to be good.
Oh, it's got the stuff on it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, okay. It comes. Okay. So you're sending somebody a board. And Caroline said it was delicious. She said it was so cute. And she texted me and she was like, "Mom, thanks you for the charcuterie board." And I said, "That was a charbuterie board because it was Halloween." So you're welcome. So, and now I see that they have a Thanksgiving fall cutery board. And so I just think this would be a really nice thing to have delivered to somebody, you know, and for whatever reason. So they've got different holiday boards, or I think you could have one delivered to your house if you're hosting a party, if you wanted to have one sent to somebody. I just know there's nothing more I would love to receive than a tray of meat and cheeses.
Absolutely. I co-sign that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, and then the next thing is our friends at Texas Quail, who are Perry's friend Todd, who raises quail. We've done this the last couple of years, and his wife Allison reached out to me today and she said, would y'all like a 20% off code if people want to order quail tamales or quail knots or quail sausage or any of your quail needs for holiday meals? They are offering us 20% off. There's a link. Big Boo is 20% off any of your quail orders.
Okay. Yeah. That's very fancy. And mm-hmm. I know you love quail. Like it's your favorite of the poultry, I feel
it's
like.
It's really the only poultry because it's very small. It's a very small bird. And so yes. I feel like it lends itself well. Perry grills quail. That's actually what we'll eat for Thanksgiving. Get out of here with your turkey. I'm not interested in that big, stupid bird. It's a big, dry bird.
Every year you find a way to insult the turkey and it makes me so happy. Like
people want to say, you haven't had my turkey. It's so good. No, turkey is turkey. It's a big dry bird. I don't care if you brine it. I don't care what you do to it. I don't care if you fry it. It's a big dry bird.
Oh my gosh.
So this episode has been all about our holiday gift giving suggestions. And I'm going to tell you that one of my favorite things would be Osea's limited edition Super Glow body set. This is the perfect gift. It is a surefire hit for everybody on your list, even the hardest to please. And it includes three of Osea's best selling body care products at an incredible value, packed in a box so beautiful you can skip the wrapping paper. This is gifting made easy. It is luxurious. I would recommend grabbing one for yourself, but hurry because it's limited edition and it will sell out. Here's why I love Osea's Super Glow body set. It includes the full-size Undaria algae body oil, which is incredible antioxidant rich hydration. It softens, it nourishes, it firms, it leaves your skin looking so beautiful and glowy. Then there's their new Undaria algae body wash that cleanses and removes impurities. It leaves my skin soft and revitalized. It does not get dried out even in a hot shower. And then there's a travel size hyaluronic body serum. This is a multi-surface layer of hydration that lasts for 24 hours. This is what everybody's winter skin needs. It is so good. All of these products, they cleanse, they hydrate, they leave your skin so silky soft, and the scent is so good. It's just really a little citrusy, but not overwhelming. It just feels like a treat for yourself every time you get in the shower. This is the perfect way to try three of Osea's best-selling products at an incredible value. You can save 32% on the set at OseaMalibu.com, plus an additional 10% off with code BIGBOO. This could be your go-to gift for everyone on your list. Give the gift of glow this holiday season with clean, clinically tested skincare from Osea. Right now, there's a special discount just for our listeners. You can get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com.
Okay, I have four quick additional, like, just the happies kind of that are kitchen related, and these are connected to some things that I found when we were redoing our kitchen that I really love.
Oh, okay.
When I couldn't find my Anthropologie towels anymore, my kitchen towels that I love so much, the Baker Stripe towels from Anthropologie, they quit making them. Several people recommended Geometry House kitchen towels to me. They mm-hmm. are really good. It's a different texture, but they're very absorbent, and they've so many cute prints. My goodness. So I think they're fantastic. I spoke at Mountain Brook Baptist Church earlier this year, and they gave me this Beatrice Ball oblong melamine serving dish. Oh. It's the kitchen accessory I never knew I needed. It holds a ton of food, but like when we had the guys over last weekend, I put all the chicken tenders in it, mm-hmm. but it's beautiful. It's got these ruffled edges and I love it, but it's melamine. So it's not precious, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
Breakable. I love it so much. It's such a great gift. And then my two favorite things that I got from Amazon when we redid the kitchen, I love our glassware, this Bodega glassware. It's so good. And it's a perfect size. It holds, I don't know ounce numbers, but like it holds, it'll hold a beer. It's also great just for water, for tea, for whatever you want to put in there. It's perfect. Okay. It's simple. I love it a lot. And then I have loved my appliance sliders that we have under our coffee pots, just mm-hmm. because it makes it so much easier to get to and like pull your coffee maker out and pour water in or whatever. And so those are just lovely little things you could put some ribbons around and I don't know, or you could wrap it up and give to somebody. But I like all those things.
Okay. Love that.
If, if somebody likes the kitchen. Okay, mm-hmm. So Melanie, why don't you kick us off with gifts for men?
Okay, I will start with our favorite thing. This is Perry's favorite thing. I think he has about six of these shirts right now, and they are the Howler Brothers, the Snapshirt shirt with the embroidery. If you see him at the live mm-hmm. show this week, he is going to have on these shirts. Mm-hmm. These are the shirts that he loves, but they're so good looking. They wash and wear like a dream. They really don't have to be ironed, which is kind of amazing. And they're just a great, good looking shirt. So, and they have other ones if you don't like the embroidery, but like cannot say enough about the Howler Bros shirts. They would make a great gift. They're super cute.
David actually got a delivery from them this past week. He had ordered himself a couple of shirts from them. He loves them too. Now, he hasn't gotten into the embroidery, but we don't live in Texas.
Yeah.
So some of his favorite shirts, though, are from there. They're great.
Yeah. They're great shirts. Okay. So what do you have?
I'm going to kick us off with a brand called Roostas that's actually out of Oxford, Mississippi. They do belts. Mm-hmm. And what I love about their belts, I actually got Alex one of these. They have an alumni series where you can buy belts that reflect, you know, what your favorite college team might be. And then they also have these woven belts that are stretchy. And I didn't know, but a stretchy belt apparently is a real gift, you know, just in all the ages and stages of life. But I love that they're a small business and they started in Oxford and they're in stores all over, but you can order from their website. And I love the whole notion of, you notice they call the maroon and white belt, by the way, the brine. They don't call it the Startville because they're in Oxford. Well. So, but you can find belts that reflect your team. And I just think that's a fun, you know, kind of low-key way to support your team without having like the mascot on your belt. So,
I could say, you don't always want the mascot. That feels excessive, but just a good colors. And listen, maroon has never been more in too.
That's the truth. That is
okay. Okay, my next thing, this is one, and this could be for anybody. This Caroline got one of these for Christmas a couple of years ago. She's the one that introduced me to this artist, but his name is Mark Maggiore, and he does these incredible Western prints. He does canvas, but he's doing a print sale. And so I think you have to sign up on his website to get the notification, but he's doing a print sale like December 7th and 8th. And listen, all you're doing is ordering, so then you can print out and be like, hey, I got you this print. And it's not going to come until like probably May or June, but they are absolutely gorgeous. If you have a man in your life who loves Western art or Western anything, they're so incredibly beautiful. What he does with the cloud is just majestic. Oh, cannot say enough.
I love that. You know, I think art is one of the very best gifts. I just think it's going to stay with you forever, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's such a keepsake. I love that.
Yeah.
This next thing, I don't know how I ran across this, but it is called a Sun God compressed air duster, Melanie. This is a tool that you can use to pretty much blast anything clean, whether it's something small, like if you really want to clean your keyboard, it would do that. But also if you really wanted to get after some places like on your outdoor furniture, you can use this. It's for car cleaning and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And there is something I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just the people I know that really like the feeling of being attached to the power of something that, you know, has the potential to really get some things moving. So anyway, it's rechargeable. It's not that big, but it's, you know, it's a handy little tool for cleanup, for maintenance, or, you know, I don't know. I'm sure there are other uses, but I think it's a fun little thing to, offer. It could be a man or a woman in your life who likes to tend to things.
Okay, listen, I love that. Okay, my next thing, this is what Perry Schenkel is getting for Christmas, and I'm sure that he's going to open up Christmas Day and tell me why it's not as good as something else, but he's so hard to buy for it that this is what he's getting. But I saw it a while back, and I can't remember, but it's the Revolver 360-degree cellular trail camera. So Perry puts up game cameras so we know what deer are coming where to what. It's a whole thing, y'all. He's got charts and graphs. Speaking of, it's like election night every day here, but it's with the deer. Which deer are coming where? Where are they going?
Yes. You should get Perry a whiteboard.
Where are they going to show up next?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He would use it. But the thing I like about this one is it's solar powered, but it takes pictures. So it's not just where it's pointed. It takes pictures so you can see what is coming up. You know what I mean? You can see what is walking by on the other side of the camera.
Oh.
So I feel really good about it. I'm kind of excited. I don't know. It seems like a good idea. If you have a hunter in your life, I don't know. I think this is worth a try. So that's my recommendation for that.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
This next thing, very practical. This is something that David is for sure getting for Christmas. But I don't know, Melanie, what your situation is. We've talked a lot about how our husbands feel about having clean vehicles.
Yes.
They both enjoy some car maintenance in terms of, you know, just making sure everything's just like it needs to be. And one of the critical components, Melanie, as you know, about washing a car is how well you can dry said car.
Oh.
That's
yes. What? And do not put a fabric softener in with somebody's chamois microfiber towel. It ruins it.
It must be washed separately. It must be washed separately. So, or it gets a film. Anyway, these Chemical Guys Woolly Mammoth microfiber dryer towels are huge.
Oh.
And you can sling it across the hood of your car and cover just about all of your car as you pull it across to dry.
Oh.
And it's also big enough. It's not going to get mixed up in with like the dish rags or, you know, like it's big enough. You're going to keep it separate when you wash it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a one pack or a two pack. David's going to get a two pack because he thinks about it when he's getting ready to dry a car. I think he's going to love this.
Oh, that's good. I think Perry's getting that now too. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Okay. My next one, this is actually a Perry Schenkel recommendation. His current favorite headlamp, in case anybody was wondering, is the and I know you were, and I know you were. It is the Black Diamond Spot 400R headlamp. It's rechargeable, Sophie. It's rechargeable.
So
you can get it on Amazon. This is the one that he recommends right now. It's the best of all the headlamps. 400 refers to the lumens, in case you were wondering.
So. Oh,
yep.
Well, this is wonderful. Just,
yeah. So for all your headlamp needs, in case you're going to go down in a coal mine, there you go.
I like that Perry's opinions on headlamps are ever changing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's where he's going to keep up with technology, right there. In the, in the headlamp lighting flashlight realm. That's where he's going.
Yeah.
My next one, this is something that I have talked about before. I mentioned this last year, but in sort of the art genre, these national park prints I think are so gorgeous. And if you have a person in your life, it doesn't have to be a man. It could also be a woman who loves to be outside, who has certain memories associated with a certain national park property. I think these are so gorgeous. It's such a fun way to give a really personal gift that I love things that remind me of trips I've taken. So I think these national park prints are phenomenal. That's a good gift. Yeah. And you can choose different sizes. You don't have to get anything huge or, you know, it's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. My next one, this was another Perry Schenkel thing. I don't know. I can't tell you anything that I would want to see under my tree less for myself on Christmas morning. But if you have a man in your life, and apparently I already own one of these because he told me I have one for your car and mine. It's this cargo rack for a truck or an SUV that you can attach to your trailer hitch, and it gives you, it's a rack. It comes with some bungee cords, and you can strap a cooler on or an animal
more.
Or not a live animal. Don't put your dog on it, but you can, if you are a hunter or whatever, it's a cargo rack. I have one. Apparently I didn't even know. It's the gift I didn't know that I had. But if you have a guy in your life that may like this thing.
David Hudson would actually really like this. I mean, you've multiplied your hauling capabilities with this.
Yeah. Yeah. And this one, and you can have one that are custom made, but he said this one for the price, which it's a limited time deal for $59.49, which feels, It feels like a really inexpensive investment to load up a suitcase or something you care about on the back of your car. But he says it's really good. So
just to have those straps where you adjust the tension.
Yeah.
Like David loves any with those straps that where you can adjust the tension. He's a big fan of those. Like,
oh, you don't even. Yeah, you don't
that's
even know.
That's a hobby.
All the,
that,
Yeah.
It's like anything with a carabiner is a win, you know?
Yes.
Like a carabiner. Oh. It's a solid choice.
It's
solid
legit.
Choice.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So I just have one more. And again, it's something that I've mentioned before, but when you're thinking about things that are personal to the person that you're gifting, I love these. And I particularly love these in the 16 by 24, but the Sandgrain Studios prints based out of San Antonio, small business. If there is any band that is meaningful to a person you love, if there's any television show, if there's a movie, anything like that, they just so beautifully encapsulate pop culture that's meaningful. And so I have two of these for the bear, one with Richie from the Forks episode, mm-hmm. and then one that Alex had got me for Mother's Day, that of Carmi outside the freezer. I love them. Alex has several of these. And if, you know, you have a person who's a movie lover, sometimes it's hard to... Sometimes the stuff that's associated with like entertainment's a little cheesy. This is not. It's so good. And I don't know. I just really like it. And so I'm also going to link to the frames that I like. You can buy from Amazon for these 16 by 24 prints that look, I think these frames look great. They're inexpensive, mm-hmm. but they're durable. So anyway, so that's my last little suggestion for the men.
I love those. I got Jackson Fisher, Gully's oldest. I got him two of those for his apartment when he graduated from A&M, like a Zach Bryan and a Willie Nelson, I think. Yes. And they're just so good. Like they're just, they're so classic and just something they can have forever. So I love
those. Yeah, they're muted. Like they're not fussy. But again, I love stuff that's attached to personal meaning. So
yep.
I think it's a good way, especially if you have a kid who's going off to college, it's a good way to get some wall art or, you know, or if you're decorating an office, that kind of stuff. It's just great looking.
Yeah. Okay. I have two more things, but they're the same thing essentially. So Perry's favorite knives, in case you were wondering, is a company called Montana Knives. He loves Montana mm-hmm. knives. They're hard to get. They're always sold out. I know this because now I get notifications because he signed me up where it's like the Speed Goat 2.0 is now back in stock and you have to get on. You got to get it immediately.
Yeah, you need to want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, Montana knives are great if you have like a super great knife connoisseur that would appreciate a really nice knife. But Perry said, I said, what's your second choice? Like if you aren't going to get it. And he said that he really likes the knives of Alaska.
We've got some like rivalries across state lines with the knives. I mean,
you didn't know, but
mm-hmm. I didn't know.
But he really recommends this Knives of Alaska. It's the Alpha Wolf Sure Grip handle, but then it also comes, it's a Cub knife combo. So it's really two knives for the price of mm-hmm. one. I don't know what you do with either of these, but if you are interested in that kind of thing, I mean, you know, you give a guy an Alpha Wolf knife for Christmas. I mean, masculinity more than that?
Listen, you know what I appreciate is it has like the brand, the model name, and then the special feature for these knives, it says full tang. I have no idea what that means. It's a mystery. Full tang.
Okay. Doesn't matter. You don't need to know. So
you don't need to know.
So there you have it for the guys.
All right. So for the women, I'm going to kick us off with a trend, Mahjong, which is all the rage. And our friends at Sully Foster actually have some collegiate Mahjong merch mm-hmm. that I think is so fun, where you can buy boards or mats, I guess you should say, or you can buy tiles that are affiliated with your team. Now, that's for the Texas schools, for Ole Miss and Auburn. Yeah. So Ole Miss and Auburn are two outside of Texas that they have those for. But I think the mats are especially cute. So if you know somebody who is learning Mahjong or who is, spending some time trying to, you know, figure it all out. I think this is a fun little thing. Aretha's learning how to play Mahjong.
Yes.
You know, I'm not so great with a new game, but I'm not opposed to learning how to play.
No, I would learn. I would love that. That's going to somewhere in the next 10 years, I'll do that. It'll be like Hamilton. 5 years from now, when everybody's tired of Mahjong, I'll be like, can you please teach me how to play? I would very much like to join your Mahjong club.
Yes,
now.
I would. Mm-hmm. So I think they're super cute and a good way to, you know, commemorate, again, something that's meaningful to somebody.
I love that. Okay, so I also had a Sully Foster. I'll just go with that. I think their collegiate pajamas are so cute.
They're so cute.
I would love to have a pair. I mean, they would be cute for a college girl. They'd be cute for, you know, a middle-aged woman. I just think it's a great gift if you have somebody who loves to support their team. You know, I would wear mine in good health and think of the good times.
Not of a night, a fall night in Columbia, South Carolina.
No.
All right. This one is also, it's kind of college adjacent. And I have really thought about this and I have tried a lot of different ones. But this particular kind of crossbody bag, I think, is a great gift. Everybody needs a crossbody if they're going to attend a concert or if they're going to go to a football game or any kind of sporting event. But I like the bags that are a little bit flatter to the body. I don't like the ones that have sharp edges. I don't want it to feel like I have a cube on my side, but I like a crossbody. So I really like this. It's just some brand of a clear crossbody bag, but it has a cute strap. You could swap it out if you have a beaded strap or something, but I really like that it has an outside zipper pocket because I think that's an added little convenience and I like the shape of it a lot. So if you know somebody who needs a clear bag, I think this is a great affordable option that would help them to be organized as well as prepared for whatever event they're attending.
Okay. I love that. Okay. So I will go with, I also had a crossbody bag, not a clear bag, but when I saw our friend Sarah at Round Top High Noon Market, she's just got the most beautiful, she's got so many different leather bags, but some gorgeous leather crossbody bags that are just stunning. And she actually just sent me this burgundy colored one that I adore. So anyway, I will just say, if you're looking for just a really cute, trendy, you know, all-purpose classic bag, I love her leather bags. They are so well made and they're so affordable for how nice they are.
I actually swapped out my wallet last night and to one of her kind of clutch bags. It's a little bit bigger, but it's great if you're out of town and you need something to take to dinner or whatever, but you don't want to walk around with your wallet. And I love it so much. It's so pretty. And it's aged so beautifully too.
Yes. Because
the leather's so pretty. Mm-hmm. My next thing, I old school love a cookbook. I love to look through cookbooks. I like to look at the photography. I like to get new ideas. I like to read the stories. And our friend Amy Hannon has a new one that comes out this week. It's called Satisfied. And it is so beautiful. Like, this is what my sister-in-law Rose is going to get. And I don't know if Rose is listening to this or not. But anyway, Merry Christmas, Rose, if you hear this. But it's so gorgeous. And Amy has such a unique way. Like, I know if my mama were still alive, Amy would be like her soulmate when it comes to just cooking and like hosting people and what hospitality looks like. And Amy has a way of making really beautiful everyday food that looks so special. Mm-hmm. That's the best way I know how to describe it. And so, and it's not overly complicated, you know, which I hate when you get a recipe and you feel like you've got to study and then make another list.
Yes.
It's like you're preparing for a test.
Yes.
So I think this is a really beautiful gift, would also be a great hostess gift. And Amy did this whole thing on her own. She was solely responsible for the design, for the publishing. She just said she wanted to see if she could do it, and she did it, and it's gorgeous.
I highly recommend.
Yeah,
her first cookbook is one of my favorites of all time.
Same.
I think it's so good. So good. Yeah. Okay. My next one is, you know, I love my friends, Allie and Bess. I love all their jewelry. I think that they have great things and they have this holiday collection, which you could wear during the holidays, but also to me, it's timeless. Like, you could wear it all year round. And this Reason for the Season stack, I love. It's got greens in it and it's got a little turquoise adjacent. It has a beautiful charm. You can buy like separate pieces. You can mix or match. You don't have to buy the whole stack, but you can get 20% off with Melanie20 off of anything off their site. And I just think they've got some great game day bracelets. They've got just kind of stuff that would be great for your mother-in-law, for your mom, for anybody who likes a nice accessory. I just think their stuff is really well made and really beautiful and reasonably priced.
I do too. I love the colors in this stack. I mentioned it about a month ago that I thought I had lost all my Allie and Best bracelets. I thought I'd left them in a hotel room in New York. And then I found them. And
yeah.
I'm sad. Like when I packed them for this trip, I was the happiest person because I still have them all.
Yes.
I just love them.
Yeah.
I love my necklaces.
I know.
It's so good. So good.
Yeah. I wear mine every day.
They're timeless. Okay, mm-hmm. This next thing, I recognize this may be like a me thing. This may not be everybody's deal. But because I don't always like to carry a big purse, sometimes I need a little tiny thing to put my credit cards in. But there's something about it being pretty that matters to me. I don't know why. It just feels fun. Frances Valentine has these very colorful card cases for your credit cards. And it's leather. And I think they're darling. And I love the hot pink. There's a bright green. There's a bright red. But if you're in a situation where, you know, you carry smaller bags from time to time, I think this is such a good thing to have to kind of ensure that all your stuff stays together. And it's got a little pocket where you can stick cash if you want to do that. But I think they're really beautiful. So
they are really beautiful.
Yeah. I just think that's a great, thoughtful gift. It's not something maybe that you would use every day, but it's the kind of thing that when you need it, you really do need it. So,
okay.
The end.
The end. Okay, mm-hmm. My next one is, y'all, and I know, but I think jewelry is such a good gift to give to people just because you don't have to really worry about what size or whatever. And I'm going to tell you that I get the piece of jewelry I wear that I get the most compliments on is this Jane Wynn chunky chain necklace. I have the Texas
so
coin
good.
Pendant that you mm-hmm. buy separately, but she's got a million different coin pendants. So you could, you know, you don't have to. You could just wear the chunky chain by itself. It is really, really beautiful. In fact, Caroline was like, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, y'all could get me another Jane Wynn necklace. You know what I mean? Like, I just mm-hmm. love them. So it's a little pricier, but just really pretty. If you have a woman in your life or yourself, if you'd like to put this on your list, I just really
yes.
love her jewelry.
Yes. My next thing is a journal. I love a journal. I keep probably three next to my computer mm-hmm. just in case inspiration strikes. And as you know, I do keep all of our Big B financial information in a journal
yes.
as well.
Yes.
As all professional accountants would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
I just like a place where I have every month's information. We do have spreadsheets now. I don't have to get into that. But I still like to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this Rifle Paper Company journal is embroidered. I think the cover's so beautiful. And when I think about a new year, there's something about like a new, fresh journal that speaks to my heart. Whether
yes.
it's something that you use when you're doing quiet time, or it's just you want a place to journal kind of what you're thinking about, or you just, you know, you like to make lists and you like having a journal that has all your lists in it, whatever. I just
yeah.
think this one is so beautiful and such a pretty thing just to, you know, it can just sit out on a table and look great because the cover
yeah.
is so gorgeous. So anyway, a journal, I think, is a lovely gift to give.
Yeah, I agree with that. I love that. Okay, my next thing is something that you and I both love. I think this is a great, normally I would not say perfume necessarily as a gift unless you know the scent that somebody loves, but y'all, this Riddle Oil that works with your pheromones, it's so good. I don't know anybody who's tried it that doesn't love it. It's good. It smells good on everybody. It smells a little different on everybody, but it is
does.
Really good. I also love the little spray on lotion. If you would like to
I
layer.
Do too. Yes.
Yeah. It just
yes.
adds a little. So anyway, this would be a great gift for someone.
Yeah. Especially for people who don't love a strong scent. I mm-hmm. think it's so good. Cause I don't smell it on me. I don't
no,
smell
me neither.
It on you, but people all the time will stop me and say, what are you wearing? So
yeah,
it's good.
No, it's a good one.
This next thing, I have been meaning to link to this just because people have asked me about it because it, you know, I wear it all the time. But when I finished this last book, I always like to to get a little something to kind of mark it. Mm-hmm. And that on this last book, what I got was this David Yurman pendant, Dove pendant. I wear it every day. I love it so much. It is pricier. And unfortunately, it does not come with the chain. The chain is sold separately.
Yes.
But I love that it's silver and has a little bit of gold in it. I wear it, you know, with silver earrings. I wear it with gold earrings. I layer it. But it means a lot to me just because the dove reminds me of the cover of the new book. Mm-hmm. But I've loved it. It's just, it's not fussy. But it says something, at least to me, it does. So anyway, highly recommend if you know somebody who has a similar kind of aesthetic or similar taste or whatevs.
Love that. Okay. My next one is, I've given this to my mother-in-law for the last three Christmases. She's getting it again this Christmas because what she loves to do is read books. And mm-hmm. so like you can't keep her in enough books. There's different ways to do this, but I love this Book of the Month Club. And she has told me that their customer service is impeccable when she has had a problem or when something has gone wrong or whatever. And you don't have to get a book every month. I mean, you can kind of choose. You can just do three books or you can do six books. You can choose how many you want to buy for the year, but then they can look at the selection of books for that month and choose like, yes, I want to get one or no, I want to pass. And then they carry that book over to the next month. But it's a great gift to give if you have a mother-in-law or a mom or an aunt or somebody who loves to read.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. It's a great idea. Laura Tremaine and I were talking about this because she does Book of the Month Club. And I can remember doing this when I was in college and it was the most exciting thing ever, you know, because you'd get these hardback books that would come to your apartment. And, I read on my iPad, but I'd like if Martha would have loved this, this would have been the perfect Martha gift for sure. My next thing is another necklace, but it's a personalized engravable necklace. And I love this idea. You can do just like a traditional engraving, or you can actually write what you want engraved or draw what you want engraved on this pendant,
which I think is
so sweet. Mm-hmm. So just the whole idea, like it could be a monogram even, but you could draw it. I think that just makes it so special. And so, and it's a little locket so you can put a picture in it. But again, just a sweet way to make something really personal. If you have, obviously for a grown person, but it would also be a really sweet gift if you have a daughter. So I've just seen some examples where people take, like they write out an anniversary date on it, or they write out, you know, somebody's name, but in their handwriting. I think that's fantastic. So,
yeah, I really love that.
And it's, I don't know that I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it's Monica. I think it's Venator, but it could be something very different than that.
Okay.
And I have one of her charms that I've loved so much. That's in a necklace I have with a bunch of different charms on it, but it's really well made and pretty. So,
okay. That's it. I love that. Okay, my next one, y'all. I know we're coming in with the necklaces, but I do also love my friend Leslie at Delamora Designs. That is my turquoise. It's this African turquoise oxbone necklace that I love, but she's got so many different. She's got some gorgeous glass beads. She's got some that have leather tassels. She's got those maroon enamel hearts and different color enamel hearts. Like she just has a lot of really cute little things at great price points, depending on what you want. Some are more expensive, some are less expensive. But she is definitely worth looking at. And she's just a small business owner. So I love to support a small business owner.
Yes, I do too. I do too. Mm-hmm. And her stuff is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Yes.
So pretty.
Okay. I don't have another one. So.
Okay. I've got two left that I'll just throw in together, and they're kind of all, this tells you where I am right now. One of my favorite things that I own that I wear every single day is this Mason Gray robe that I bought,
I think
like a year ago. It is the softest cotton. Like I can't even tell you, it feels like the best t-shirt that you've ever owned. They come in so many different colors, beautiful patterns. I have the black with the white stars. I love it. It's so good. And for us, it's like the perfect weight for me to wear like when I'm blow drying my hair or putting my makeup on or whatever, because it's not too heavy. Now, if you live somewhere cold, I'm going to tell you that what has caught my eye is this L.L. Bean Wicked Plush Robe that kind of looks like a blanket that you would wrap yourself in. Now, listen, currently I would die if I put that robe on, but it does... if I lived somewhere that was colder, or if I knew when it was getting colder, this one, it looks really pretty and really soft. So I love that. And then the last thing I did, and I've got them on right now, I wear them every time I come in my house, are these UGG cozy knit slippers. In fact, that was one of the things I told Caroline. She was, I said, y'all could get me another pair of these cozy knit slippers, because I've worn these out that I have.
Those are great. I love those.
They're cute and they're really comfortable, and they're warm without being too warm. So I'm a big fan.
I love it. All right. Yeah. Well, look, we just blazed through some things.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, there you go. And y'all, we've still got teen girl and teen guy coming next week, but this is just a good starting point.
It is indeed. And we thank you so much for listening to us as we've talked about our ideas and Melanie's football agony. And we'll be back next week with all sorts of updates about the live show. And listen, we're judging Songfest in College Station next weekend. I'm so excited about that. So
we are.
We'll be back with all the info.
Yep. Okay. So we will see y'all next week.
Talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.